Hello. Sorry. I'm kind of in a silly, goofy mood right now. I just got done with a very, very long bath because, oh man, this week's been long. This week has been so stressful. Those of you who know, know. Anyway, I figure what better way to, relieve my stress than, well, feel a bit of pleasure to counteract the pain. Sorry. I feel like I'm being too joking with this, but it's my first time doing something like this. I'm nervous. But anyway, I have a few items here that'll help me. I can feel myself getting all red in the face just talking about this. Can't wait to see how I am with the rest of this. Woo. All right. Now, let's start easy. I'll just slide my hand down. And there we go. Not so hard. Not so hard at all. I just thought of a stupid joke I could make. But I'm not a guy, so I can't make it. It would have been like, you know, not so hard. But, you know, like, hard, like, erect penis. I'm sorry. Let me take this seriously. I mean, I'm taking this as seriously as I can. I have no clue what I'm doing. So I figure I'll fuck around and find out, you know? Ugh. Sorry, I just hit a little bundle of nerves or something. Oh, right there. I think I just barely tweaked it. Sometimes it's hard to find, you know, the little spot that'll feel the best. Especially, so, it's no secret to, like, anyone around here, but I'm a bigger girl. You could call me thick. I would not oppose that description, but, you know, sometimes it's just hard to know where everything is. Oh god, that sounds so gross. That sounds so disgusting. I'm sorry. But, you know, I've never seen my own pussy, so I don't really know where anything is, so I just have to explore and find out. But then I always forget where everything is, so we have to find out every single time for the first time. Now, I'll be honest. I've never been a very loud or vocal person until it, like, you know, gets into the heat of it. You know, because I guess when I first started, I didn't know what the fuck was happening. And I just never made any noise. And then, you know, to this day, I still just, it's a learned habit. And I'm trying to break it. I'm trying to break it. You know, same thing with expressing how you feel, you know, putting yourself out there, talking to other people. Why am I trying to make this into a life lesson? I'm literally masturbating. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. But I think it's okay. Sorry. I think it is comparable in some way, you know. Feeling comfortable enough, feeling, I don't know, open enough to be able to make noises. And to be able to, I don't know, tell yourself or other people when something feels good. Or, on the other end, when something doesn't feel good. But, thankfully, for tonight, I'm hoping to just make myself feel good. Alright, I'm kind of getting bored with my fingers. Haven't really put them inside yet. I don't know, that's just never been my thing. If I'm gonna put something inside, it's gotta reach, like, either halfway or all the way back. You know, my fingers are tiny. They just can't make it all the way back there. I wish I had long, slender fingers. I mean, I used to play the piano, but they just never grew into it, I guess. Anyway, we've got my trusty first ever toy here, which is very old and I should probably get rid of it at this point. It's, I don't know if you can hear that noise. It's super broken. We're just gonna give her a little try, see what I can do sitting on the chair like this. I've never tried this in a chair before. As you can tell, I am extremely inexperienced in this sort of thing. I usually just lay back in my bed or, I don't know, get in a reclining chair or something. Something convenient for me. God. Okay. Let me just situate myself on it. Now, let's start it up and see how this goes. Whoop. Don't want to do that. That's the broken part. Okay. Sorry. Like I said, I am positioning myself. All right. Stop it. I keep pressing buttons.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about good enough position. And I'll just pull it up into myself because, I don't know, it's kind of hanging halfway off the chair and I'm afraid it's going to break in half. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say. This doesn't feel too bad, I guess. Oh. Sorry, I'm steadying my breathing. I don't want to get lightheaded, you know? I feel like that would make for bad content or something. Man. Let me try kicking it up to the next notch. I don't know if you can hear that, but that is the buzzing of it. I have another one here that'll probably do the job a little better, but I like to start off with this one. I don't know. It just gets me in the right way. The other one is kind of on and off. You know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Now it's... Oh, ooh, right there. Ooh, I found it. Ooh. Let me just, like, move on it a little. You know, grind up and down, back and forth, all that good stuff. Find the right... I don't know about angle, but... And get the right feeling out of it. Right there. Yeah, there we go. I do want to apologize, though, if I'm if I'm at all boring. Or if this is uninteresting to you. I am trying my best, you know. I find it so hard to speak without, like, a script or without, like, words in my brain already, you know, knowing what I want to say, that kind of thing. That's why I do so much better with scripts. But, I don't know, I've been in a funk recently, so even the script that I recorded just doesn't feel right to me. So I might have to end up redoing that one, but there's, like, 50 minutes of recording for both of the versions that I did of it, so I almost don't want to put that kind of effort back into it. But I'll have to gauge if you guys would actually want it or not. Because if people want it, then of course I'm going to go out of my way to do my best on it. Because it's all for your sake. I do find it fun doing those, though. Okay. Let's kick it up a notch, how about it? Put it on the highest setting and find the spot. Where's the sweet spot? Oh, that's not too bad. Sorry, kind of lost my brain for a minute there. I feel like my whole, like, bone, what's it, I'm so dumb, like the pelvic bone, I can feel like the whole thing vibrating. Yeah, that's certainly not too bad. Oh, right there. Sorry, I almost feel bad that I stopped talking. I got too into it, I think. I'm trying my best to let out my voice. Instead of just sitting here and enjoying it, I want to let you know that I'm enjoying it. I want you to enjoy the fact that I'm enjoying it. I like hearing that in the male audios I listen to, so... I don't know, I feel like I need to give the same energy I get. Calm down. Okay. Oh, let me just lean forward on it a little more. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, just a little more. Oh, please. Okay. Oh, we're gonna stop that. Whew. I started feeling way too good. Let me just, hold on. I feel like a degenerate, but I always lick it clean afterwards, you know? See how it tastes? Didn't have too much on it, so I can't really get a good feel for how I taste. Again, I'm sure that's weird in some way. Anyway, let's move on to something that doesn't make much noise unless it's sliding in and out of me. I'm sorry. That sounded so weird. Anyway, again, I haven't done this in a chair before, so I'm not sure how this is going to work. But I have. What did I name you? Hold on. Oh, okay. No, I found it. I named him Jack. Oh, sorry. I named him Jack. He's my little fake penis that I use in my recordings to get all the noises, I should say. You know, all the slurping and sucking and just get a good rhythm going, you know? Sorry, maybe I'm divulging too much of my practice. But, I don't know, feels nice to talk. Anyway, let me shut up a little bit and, hold on. I gotta, like, spit on him. Make sure that this goes in smoothly. Yeah, there we go. That should be enough. Oh, give me just a second. Going real nice and easy, please. Yeah, that's pretty nice and easy. Ooh, that's tight. Oh, that's tight. Oh. I don't know if it's that I'm, again, in a chair... or if I'm just really feeling it that much. All right. Ooh, that's in deep. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Up and down. Up and down. And down. Oh, I almost don't have the leg strength for this. This is why I always do it, like, laying back or something. Hold on, let me scoot forward in the chair, see if I can lean out, do it like that. Okay, this might be a strange kind of position for me. Let's see how this goes. In and out. In. Down. In. And out. Oh, yeah, that... Oh, yeah, that doesn't actually feel too bad. See, the more I do it, the better it feels. I don't really feel anything at first, but then as it keeps going in and out, I guess my body kind of acclimates to it. Doesn't help the fact that I'm covered in goosebumps. This room is so cold, and... I don't know. I don't hate it. It actually feels all right. Mm-hmm. God. Every time I pull it out, it like, I don't know, it's like I'm forcing it out of my body and it just feels that much better going back inside. I almost want to try it, making it hit the top. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah, I think I like it hitting the top. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I've discovered something new. Just like scrapes all across the top. That is a welcome feeling. I don't hate that at all. I also enjoy the fact that every time it hits all the way to the back, that's real nice. I think this guy I've got, I think he's like 6.5 inches or something. I didn't really pay all that much attention when I bought him. And then it didn't say on the box, and I'm dumb and can't find the order. So I can't really check. And I'm not about to measure it myself. Okay, let's add something into the mix, how about? Have this strong little guy going. Now, this one's a new purchase, actually. Not, like, too new, but certainly new by some standards. Oh, God, okay. Oh, that's instant. Okay. Oh, that feels way too good. No. Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. I gotta turn that off for a sec. No, stop. Turn off. Oh my God, I just lost my mind. I couldn't even move the dildo. Oh my God, that was so much stronger than I was anticipating. Okay. All right, we're gonna do that again, but this time I'm gonna be ready for it. Okay, where's the power button again? There we go. Ugh, I'm so dumb. Okay, I'm sure you. Oh, there it is. I was gonna say I'm sure you'll be able to hear it when it hits. Oh, that is immediate. Oh my God. Okay, let's start by not having it right on the spot that feels good. How about that? Ooh, oh, we can move, we can make our way up to that. And I can start actually moving it inside me and go slowly. You know, I almost forgot about the fact that I was nervous, and I suddenly realized that I don't feel as nervous anymore. I wonder if that's because I'm getting into it real quick. Or if it's because I completely forgot about the fact that there's people listening to me doing this. I mean, sure, I'm talking, but it just feels like I'm talking to myself at this point. It almost feels like there isn't even a point to talking, like I should just... like I should just give in and feel good or something. Okay. Oh, right there. Okay. Oh. Oh. Oh, I need like water or something. I feel dehydrated. From how much I'm breathing. My hand is vibrating so much. This thing vibrates so strongly. I'm getting way too focused on it. Uh, I've made up my mind that before I hit the 25-minute mark, I'm gonna be done. What do you think? You think I'll be able to make that? Or you think I'll go much longer? Huh? You think I'll be able to hold out, or do you think I'll push myself all the way to my limit? Either way, I think it'll be okay. You'll hear me right at my peaks. Either way, I think you'll be happy. God damn. Oh. I'm squeezing it. I'm definitely past halfway there. I'm not all the way there yet, but God, I can feel it. Oh, I gotta be careful. I gotta be so careful right now. I was planning just to tease myself, but... Oh, but I'm way too into it now. No, I really wanna... I wanna come, you know? I wanna finish it. I wanna get all the way to the end. Oh, I wanna feel the best I've ever felt. And I can definitely see... Oh, I'm already feeling the best. I never thought this would feel so good. Oh, right there! Oh, that's so sudden! Oh, what the fuck? I thought we'd, like, build up to it or something. What the fuck? Oh, my God! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I'd be able to tell you or something when it was coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, let me lean forward some for you. Oh, my God. I'm coming. I'm totally coming. Oh, my God. No. No way. Oh, my God. That felt way too good. That should be illegal. What the fuck? Oh, I gotta pull that off. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so much. That's too much. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, now for the taste test I was talking about. Let me... Oh, surprisingly, I actually don't taste all that bad. I really don't taste that bad. I was expecting it to be, like, I don't know, salty or, like, acidic or something. But that actually tasted kind of good. Oh, man, did I just figure out something more about myself? I don't know. I guess we'll find out in another installment. Oh, wow. I really went right back into the silly, goofy mood I was in before. Maybe that's just how I am after, you know, masturbating and coming. Sorry, my face got all red again. I got so embarrassed saying that. Oh, man. I'm sure you can't tell in any of my, you know, previous audios, but I get so embarrassed recording those. It's hard to keep a straight face, because... I just feel so nervous and embarrassed. I'm sure I'm beat red, but you don't need to know any of that. Anyway, thank you for joining me and for listening to me all this time. I hope I wasn't boring, and I hope you'll tune in sometime in the future when I do this again. Because, oh my God, my legs are shaking. I don't know if I'll be able to walk back to my room. Anyway... Have a good day, night, or whatever time it is for you. Mwah.